a competitive football game. Sean is going to have his team ready to go.
You'll hear every moment right here.
The Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Really now on a Wednesday morning. It's Wireless Wednesday. Mitch Evans Experience with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We speak with Rick Limpert every Wednesday morning at this time. Rick, of course, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor who covers sports technology on a national level. You can find a daily tech column from Rick, examiner.com, featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Also now, and for a little while, Rick has been featured as a writer for Everything Georgia. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. And everything that we talk about over the next 12 minutes or so, you can find on Rick's website, links to those at ricklimpert.info. And he joins us right now on the waitforit.com hotline. How's the holiday season treating you, Rick?
It's going well, Mitch. Happy Wednesday and happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, you know what? It was Hanukkah. Missed the first night of Hanukkah on Tuesday, but we're going to talk about sports gadgets as Hanukkah gifts, Christmas gifts, holiday gifts, and let's talk about something that first of all that's you know, I guess near and dear to all of our hearts when you talk about listening to stuff in your ears and the headphones not getting tangled and zip buds. Do they work? Do they actually stay untangled?
Well, so far they do stay untangled pretty well. I've put them through a couple different tests, and I know when you found out I got these, Mitch, you and Randy chimed in that you had tried these, and maybe they didn't work out all that great for you guys.
Well, they work. They work as far as not tangling, but what the problem for me with the zip buds, and again, if you don't know what zip buds are, it's a zipper. It's an actual zipper. And it's then part of headphones, your earbuds, your earplugs. For me, the biggest problem was staying in my ear because the zipper was a little bit heavy and they would pull down the earbuds out of my ears.
Yeah, I can see that. Because of the zipper, it is a little heavier. But with the zip buds came different size little fittings for the earbuds, Mitch, that are meant to fit in different size ears or they're meant to fit snugger in the ear. So I don't know if you tried any of the different size fitting little plastic buds that came with it, but I found when I went to a tighter bud, they stayed in the ears fine.
Okay, well that's you, and I've got big ears, so it's tough to put those big zip buds in there, those big and keep them in from not dangling out of my ears. But they're working out for you. I'm happy. And it would be an interesting Christmas gift as far as what these zip buds are, and it's where do you find the zip buds, Rick?
Amazon. Just go Google zip buds. You can order them online. They'll get them to you quickly, and they're at like a $24 to $30 price point. So it's not a not a bad price for a decent set of earbuds.
Let's talk about different types of sports gadgets for a Christmas or Hanukkah type of holiday gift, and when you talk about hikers and bikers and people who like go camping, always involved something that's part of people's everyday lives is drinking water and having water bottles, but also a portable water filter.
Yeah, Life Straw is a water bottle and also a portable water filter that you can carry with you. So if you don't have a clean water source, you can drink out of any water source. With the Life Straw, it's a straw you'll suck out of the bottle or out of the straw, and it will filter the water as it's going through that straw. So you could drink out of the Chattahoochee with no problem, or any river or stream if you don't have a clean water source.
You're kidding me, right?
No. That actual product, lauded by outdoors people, only $20 to $35, depending on which size you want. And for people that bike and hike and boat, and they need that water sometimes filtered, this is something they keep on them.
Well, that's amazing. That's something that's pretty cool, and it's not that expensive. As you said, anywhere from $20 to $35. That's a Life Straw portable water filter. It's Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. talking about different sports gadgets that you might want to get for a loved one for a Christmas or a Hanukkah gift. We're doing it, as always, on a Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lempert here on 92.9 The Game. Let's talk golf, and let's talk golf grips, Rick, because that's one thing that when I do play golf, you start getting those sweaty hands, the sweaty palms, because, you know, I'm involved in such competitive golf contests that you need something that be able to keep the grip on the golf club, and that's something that Lampkin Golf Grips can do for you.
Well, you said, Mitch, you know, my palms get sweaty mainly because I'm nervous about hitting the shots, but my golf clubs are away for the year now. I'm not going to play the rest of the year, but this is the time where I kind of fine-tune or work on my clubs a little bit, and I always add new golf grips in during the off-season. Lampkin makes good golf grips. They start around $8.99, so they're not real expensive, and it's just a great time of the year to see what grips are worn in your clubs and then change them out. Lampkin's used by Justin Rose and Keegan Bradley, Brant Snedeker, they use Lampkin. So it's they make different quality, different size grips, and there's probably one that'll fit you. So a good product and a good gift.
And always a good gift when it comes to golf. It's simple. Or golf balls.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a golfer wanting golf balls. Jack Nicklaus has new balls out this year. They came out about halfway through the year. They're color-coded depending on what tees you play from or how good a golfer you are. And then something cute for the holidays, Vice Golf, vicegolf.com, they will sell you balls and personalize them for you, and that makes a great gift as well. So you can send them in 9 or packs of 12 personal golf balls, people like that. And I got a set of them. Hopefully if somebody finds my lost ball now, Mitch, they'll return it to me.
Now, wait a second, though. As far as the color-coded balls for Jack Nicklaus, so depending on the color of the ball is which tees you're playing from?
Well, the little dot on the ball.
Oh, okay.
So the white tees are usually the most forward tees, so you'll get the white. There's like a white dot, there's a blue dot, or a black dot. Black would be from, if you're playing from the pro tees or the back tees, the black tees, that's a ball that they would use. So just, they're a little more forgiving, the white balls, and there's a blue and a black. So they're trying to make it a little easier for you to decide which balls to get.
And how much do those cost? What kind of range?
Well, they're typical golf. Yeah, they're typical golf ball price range, $20-$35 for 12, and you can go on to Nicklaus.com and check them out.
Mitch Evans Experience with Rick Lempert, Wireless Wednesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, check out his website, all the stuff that we're talking about as possible Christmas sports gadget gifts for your loved ones on ricklempert.info. Let's talk